Welcome to the Florida Grown Femme Podcast,
where best friends Janet and Sage cover everything from sex to Starbucks.
Grab a coffee and join.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Florida Grown Femmes. I'm Janet.
I'm Sage.
And this week we are covering What's in a Name? And for all our theater geeks out there, yes, that is from Romeo and Juliet. What's in a name? That rose by any other name would smell as sweet. So with that in mind, we are talking about names, what they mean. Does it define you? And so let's just kind of jump in with it with Sage. Do you like your name? Do you like your name, Sage? Does it fit you?
Well, Janet, I can really confidently say I'm very pleased with the name my parents gave me.
Yes.
I know a lot of people who are not. I personally am very grateful. My parents, just a quick background, I actually just thought of this. My parents saw my name on a game show.
Yes.
And it was spelled without the I.
Yes.
And my dad.
It's very important. You have a unique spelling of Sage. It's S-A-I-G-E.
Right. So as they were watching the game show, my dad was like, yeah, Sage, great name, but like, let's put an I in it. And now he like continues to say that he bought a vowel. It's like,
I don't think I've ever heard that story. That's amazing.
It's like the dad joke that won't quit, you know?
He keeps on going. He set himself up for life.
Like, somebody's going to say that like at my funeral. It's like, it's going to follow me that far. No, but in all seriousness, I'm really grateful for my name. Even though people have called me Paige Sage, people have spelled it wrong for eternity. I love it, even though in Germany they pronounce it Saige, which, like, mind explosion how that is possible. Yeah, and the meaning of my name without the I, of course, is wisdom. Yeah. And I have gotten the feedback in my life that I'm a person who carries a lot of wisdom. Yeah. And even as a child, like, my Nana always told me, like, you're an old soul.
I also feel like you're really wise. Like, I don't know if this is, I have a memory of like you introducing yourself once as like, I'm Sage, not the color. And like, I remember being like, I was like, often people think it's a color, because I immediately went to wisdom, but cool, like a little,
yeah, it's
like
definitely a color. It's a color. It's also this nice herb that you rub on the turkey or that you burn to get rid of the evil spirits.
Yeah.
So please don't burn me, but if you do.
No, you burn evil spirits, I think is what that is. Like, you embody that.
I burn them. Watch out.
Begotten demons. I mean,
it's,
you
it's
are.
It's a name with a lot of diversity for sure.
For sure. I mean, so you've been told since you were a kid, though, basically, that you are an old soul.
Yeah.
And that you're wise. I mean, how could that not play a part in who you become? Like, do you feel like that had influence in your life? If over your life people were saying you're wise, you are,
yeah.
I mean, did that happen naturally or?
Certainly. And honestly, sometimes it's a lot of pressure to live up to, if I'm being real.
Mm.
I, you know, led a lot of teams, led a lot of groups, helped start an organization. And
true, I don't know if that would have happened if you were named Megan. Like, not that anything's wrong with like Megan, but like,
sorry to all the Megans out there.
Great name. I'm not saying
it's a lot of pressure. You know, it can be pressure, but it's also a gift, and I do see it more as a gift than that. Yeah, love my name, grateful for my name. I think it's also put a lot of pressure on me to give very creative, meaningful names to everything else in my life.
True.
And so, it's just like the gift that keeps on giving. but what about you, Janet?
I love my name. Yeah, like I love my name. I, as a kid, it's kind of shifted, like the nicknames that I would get or people would say and stuff. Like, since I was a kid with my name, people would come up to me like, so this is, you know, the 90s, guys, 90s, the early 2000s, people would come up to me like Janet Jackson, like Miss Jackson.
And like, oh, I would be like, can you dance? Like, can you sing? And like,
did you bust a move when people asked if you could dance?
I mean, it explains a lot, like, you know, who and who I am. I had to live up to Miss Jackson. And like,
which is like, impossible, let's be honest.
Yeah. But oh my God. Yeah. I love my name. And, but like, so I was called Miss Jackson forever. And then it's amazing. In like middle school to where I have this clear memory of being in like the cafeteria line and like this kid who we've been in homeroom forever together. Like he was like, damn it, Janet, as I'm like picking up a tray. And I'm like, what? What? And he kept like, I was like, what are you saying? He's like, damn it, Janet. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah. Like,
are you okay in the head?
Did I do something? And like, I was like, sorry. I'm like, he was like, you don't know what that means. And I was like, I know what it means. I don't know what it means.
She was lying, you guys.
He was okay. For those who also maybe were like me, it's Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's from that cult movie that I had no idea. So for 2 years, I was slightly here, like, damn it, Janet. And I'm like, huh. You know, like just play along. Like I know why people are saying this because it rhymes.
You know, back then in middle school, at least, like we didn't really have, like, you weren't like Googling things.
Yeah, I couldn't Google that. I didn't know what that meant.
So you just had to like kind of sit in your unknowing, you know, just like, well, somebody will explain it one day.
Yeah, just constant middle school confusion because I can't Google anything. I had no idea what was going on. Terrible. And then lo and
definitely not in a book either. I mean, come on.
Exactly. No, and then lo and behold, freshman year, went over to like a friend's house and she was like, let's watch Rocky Horror Picture Show. Like, damn it, Janet. I'm like, why the fuck does everybody say this to me now? And so I was like, now girls are saying it. Like, what the fuck? And then like we watched Rocky Horror Picture Show and I was like, oh, so now I get that. Depending on like who you are as a person, even right. If you had any theater in your life, you say, damn it, Janet, to me. If you haven't, you say Miss Jackson. It's kind of where I get, like, people are like, oh, yeah, I know that name. Like, Janet. They either think one or the other is what I've learned in my life. It's like, either associate
me. Actually, how people respond to your name already tells you something about the person.
It's true. There's already expectations for me with my name. Because also the other thing is, Janet isn't a younger person's name. Mm-hmm. Like, someone that, as a millennial growing up, like, I didn't know anybody else named Janet. Same. Or close to it. And I hated, like, I don't go by Jan. I do not like that nickname or that shortened version. Like, I will. That don't was accept. A
hard no for me too on that one.
Yeah, like hard no. Like people would say Jeanette. And I just at this point in my life, I'm like, oh, okay. I respond, but I used to correct people immediately. Like, nope, it's Janet. Mm-hmm. Just that. But it's only also recently, like, did you have nicknames growing up? Like, I didn't really have nicknames until my late 20s, maybe college and stuff, but much later.
You mean, like, where people creatively use my names for other things?
Yeah, like,
because that happened more, like,
I'm like, it's not like you can shorten Sage. No one's calling you S. Like,
oh, no. My nicknames were always longer. Sagey Poo, Sagey Butt. Sagey is a pretty... It's still one that some people in my family call me. So I always had like, you always had to like lengthen my name to get it.
Yeah.
Name,
you're just too short.
But did you? Like, how do you nickname Janet?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't let anybody. It really wasn't until I can also pinpoint the moment too where I allowed somebody else to call me something other than Janet, like as a nickname, was my friend Jeanette and at the Oslo. This is years ago now, like 5 years ago. You guys, shout out to my friend Jeanette. She is like, if you saw her, you would know what I mean. Like, she is just the epitome of cool. Like, you see her, she has this like badass sleeve of tattoos. She's just like the coolest person you ever meet. And she's super like, but she's super sweet. But like, I was intimidated by her. I was like, she is so cool. She is so cool. I want to be her. And like one day she called me Jay and I was like, I accept this. Like, if you call me Jay, I'll accept it. You could call me like, she could have called me anything, and I mean, like, yep, this is my name now. Like, so she,
whatever,
like,
you call me, I'm fine with.
I'm good with it. Whatever you want to call me tonight, I'm doing, like, in it. And so that was the first time I started allowing nicknames like Jay, So now there's a lot of people that call me Jay. Mm-hmm. But that's pretty much it. Like, there's not, yeah, you can't really shorten it because Jan's another name and I don't accept that. Yeah, Jane's another name. I don't accept that.
Like, those are hard no's.
Yeah, hard no's. So you got to go Janet or just shorten it all the way down to Jay.
Just a letter is pretty boss though.
Right. It also flows. The other thing too, when you go to Starbucks, like, especially with a mask now, whoo, they definitely cannot get Janet. They're like, Jeanette. I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know what the distinction, what I need to pronunciate more. Like, I honestly, I question myself. I'm like, am I saying my name wrong? Like, that has happened in my head many times.
Look at you and they're like, you're not old enough to be a Janet.
So yeah, they're like, no.
Said something else.
Well, it's, you know, it's funny too. Like, so I don't shorten my name at all. Like, you know, I Janet my entire life until recently, but my sister also, Catherine, mm-hmm. only goes by Catherine. Right. Like, you can't shorten it to Katie. You can't shorten it to Kate. Like, she'll kill you. Like, she'll cut you. Like, you know, yeah, like, that's been since she was like a baby. Like, people were trying to call her Katie. And like, my sister used to have like the scariest child death glare that there ever was. Like, she believed her when she was like, no. And you're like, okay, you are Catherine. But
she's got one of those names that's so easy to misspell. There's like 500 spellings. And I'm always like, oh, I gotta check Facebook again before I write her. I gotta check it. Now I know. Now it's there. You know, it's like ingrained in my brain. But like,
it was one of those things, you know, those pencils and the mugs and everything that has names on it. Like, Janet and Catherine are not easy names to find at like Busch Gardens and Disney when you're doing those things. I was like, Mom, and you know, Sage is cool not crayons and pencils that were like, monogrammed. I'm like, I want that.
Nope. I want my name.
And that's when like my mom would have to explain to us, you know, your names are really special. We chose like unique spellings. We knew you were going to be unique. I'm like, okay.
We knew your life was going to be hard.
We didn't know about the pencils, you know, like.
Yeah, who knew that trend was coming? That could not have been predicted.
Yeah, poor pants. Like,
okay, but wait, you didn't say what your name means, I don't think.
Oh, it's my name means God's gracious gift.
Oh
yeah, can't change that. I'm like, I'm a gift, man. Hell yeah.
Accept it. Yeah, it's in the name.
Exactly. I am a gift.
Okay, so I think what I'm hearing from you is you do in fact think that the meaning of your name fits you.
Yeah, I love my name. I think my name fits me. I think you've said so. Your name fits you. Yeah. I think we're lucky because I think we both have I have friends who like hate their name, that they don't go by it. They change it and like they do kind of take on, they feel like their name set them back in ways. Yeah. Like set them back. Granted, we have unique names, but you know, like I think for example, now that everybody can kind of understand, like, you know, Karen, Chad, if you're named that now, like you got a little battle ahead of you. So like now there's like these preconceived notions and stuff, but
of certain names. Right.
Yeah. I don't think we have a lot of preconceived notions other than like kind of what we said already. There's some associations, but we don't have like, you know, when people think Britney, when I hear Britney, I still think Britney Spears, Justin, I think Justin Timberlake. So there's those type of associations and stuff. But like, I have friends that are like, or trying to think, I don't want to call anybody out and say like, I know they hate their name, but
yeah, don't do that.
Never mind.
I also do feel bad for people named Alexa
right now. Yeah, for sure,
because of what was it, Amazon, like,
yes.
Oh, that's got to be so annoying.
I know. I would, if any listeners love the name, but do you now find it annoying now that Alexa is a part of, like, I would too. I would be,
or
so
just funny. Like, are you annoyed at Amazon for picking like a very acceptably normal name?
Yeah, it's not like, you know, Google came up with, or I was like, Apple came up with Siri or whatever. Like, there's no one named Siri.
I never met a Siri before.
Yeah, why'd you gotta go with Alexa?
I'm sorry. Like, honestly, Alexa's out there. Like, I feel for you. I really do. Also in Germany. So
yeah, what's common over there?
There's a real stigma against you're gonna scrap up. There's a real stigma against people named Kevin.
What?
Because of Home Alone.
What?
Yes. So it's kind of like don't be a Kevin.
What?
Which I find hilarious.
That's amazing.
So it's kind of like, yeah, there's like a, it's kind of like a stigma against people named Kevin, and it comes from the movie Home Alone. Yeah,
because amazing.
Yeah, really interesting.
What do you also think of the trend of like having really like, you know, celebrities having naming their children very like obscure names like Apple or North? I was actually all the Kardashians, Psalm, Saint, Northy, Stormy, like anything of those really trendy names. What do you think of those?
Well, I like them better than the ones where there's like 20 vowels, you know, or just like, yes, the really long names where it's like, no, like no one is going to spell this right. Your entire, like your kid's going to go their entire life with someone misspelling your name, you know? And I feel like I understand that because of the I situation. Very important. But it's gotten more extreme, you know? And so I just feel for those. Like, I'm just like, oh man, that's going to be a struggle. But I kind of like the diversity we now have with names and the uniqueness that's coming from that. I think it's fun. I mean, we named our first son Milo, which wasn't common until 2 years ago. Then it was like, this is the name of the year. I'm like, are you kidding me? So
I think it fits him.
It does, but the meaning, so it's like a Eastern European, specifically like Croatian name, and then it means merciful. Milo means merciful. And I just sometimes I have this idea that mercy is like weak, meek, humble, and he's like none of those things. And like, he is like a social butterfly. He's in your face. Yeah. He's into climbing. He's super active. And so I've kind of like, I should have named him like climber, you know, like the one who climbs or something like that. The one who wrestles in nature or something, because like that's the kind of stuff he does. So I'm interested to see if he like grows into that or if that will define any of his life or what. But I'm certainly like, you know, it does make me think.
Yeah. It's funny because you're right. Like Milo is also very unique. I mean, I was thinking it's a very unique name and stuff. Yeah. So you won't be going into class where it's like, again, not to be like another thing or like, I'll go with another name. I was like, no. There's always like five Jessicas in class or like five, like you always end up being like Jesse B or Jesse C. Like
also, yeah, Milo S. If you add one of those names, like how did you feel about that? Always needing your last name attached.
Yes. I do have questions for those who've had very common names. Like what we've kind of said, like the Megans, the Brittany's, the Jessicas, I guess the Matts or Johns would be for the guys and stuff as well. Like, has it been, how did you feel about like just going by your last name, John J, like John D, like, because I always loved the fact that it was like, I didn't have to share it. Like no one confused me with another Janet in the class or whatever.
Yeah. You were the only one. That makes sense. I mean, I only knew one other Sage growing up and she was several years younger than me.
Yeah.
So I never had it in the classroom.
Yeah. I like not having to share.
Also though, I have a friend, great friend of mine, and his name means lover of horses. And like, if you know this guy, like,
I mean, he's afraid of horses.
Nothing about his life would lead you to believe that he loves horses. Okay. He does like,
what does a lover of horses, like what are those characteristic traits that they have?
Well, I don't know. They probably would become like equestrian horse riding. Those are the horses.
They would like horses. Yes.
Okay. But he's like way too tall for that. So it's like his genetics are just like, nip, 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 nip.
We reviewed this name. Like,
you know, it's just like, but he's a really great person. He's an amazing person. But like the meaning of his name does not fit his, like, say anything about his personality whatsoever. So I feel like if you're out there and you're like, I hate the meaning of my name, don't worry. I personally don't feel like that completely necessarily has to define you.
Absolutely. So, does not have to define you. Define you.
You define, you do you. Okay. And if you want, just make up your meaning name. If you're like embarrassed about it, just like make it up. Nobody knows. Okay.
Literally. Nobody also knows. I'm like, literally go change your name. Like if you... I mean, granted, I don't know the cost of all that involved. I just saw the Friends episode, but like, you know, it seemed pretty simple, like straightforward, go down there, sign a paper. But you know, if you don't like it, it doesn't have to define you. I think it always goes back to that. If you want something to define you, if you want a reason to look for a reason why things aren't going your way, you'll find it. Yeah. And if that only thing you can come up with is your name, let me tell you that that's not true. Like, Sage and I can tell you that's not true. Like, it's your name does not define you. You define yourself, and you can get out of any like situation that you decide that you're preconceived in.
Yeah, definitely. Even if your name's Kevin. The true reason why we want to do this episode is because as some because
we love talking, like, not that names aren't super fun to talk about, but there is a reason we have names on the brain.
Yeah. So some of you know that I, Sage, am expecting. I'm pregnant. We are expecting our second child this summer.
Baby number two. Woo!
It is so hard to come up with baby names.
No, you got one down. You gotta do it again.
And that one was like somewhat easy. And now this is like, well, that was the one. So we didn't think about number two. So, and especially like, we don't know, is it going to be a boy? Is it going to be a girl?
Yeah.
We don't know anything yet. So it's like, it feels like there's just way too many options.
Right.
And way too much pressure to get a name that's like,
good name,
you know, isn't have any bad characters on television shows named after it. Isn't Kevin. Isn't
associated with an ex.
Like, is not associated with an ex, like, or someone you just don't like. Like, it is so hard. And then on top of that, our names need to be like bilingually jiving. Okay.
True.
And I told you how the Germans pronounce my name. So this is harder than it sounds, okay?
We need help. So you need help. So you need, help from like our audience with
I do. I do. Please. Okay. In the comments, help me. Give me good baby names.
Yes.
Your preference. Points if it's bilingually appropriate. Also points if it's not your name.
Yeah.
Okay. So I need your help. Need your help. That's all I'm going to say.
Love it. Love it. Okay. So you heard the girl, you heard the woman. Let's get some name ideas dropping. So please go to our social channels, Florida Grown Femmes Podcast, and comment on our pages and our episode drops and what you think Sage's next baby name should be. And then also, please, we are now on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and pretty much all the major channels where you listen to podcasts. Please go and subscribe and review. It would mean the absolute world to us. And then why don't we wrap this up, Sage, with what our topic is going to be next week?
Oh, yeah. Super stoked about this. next week's topic is, where is the Proverbs 31b, B for the bros at?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So where is it at? Okay. B for the bros, where is it at?
All right. Tune in next week. Bye.
Yep. Talk to you.